For many Western thinkers, the idea of the Trinity of God seems to bring much confusion as one examines it more specifically and more closely. The concept of God being three persons and one God, three parts but one whole, three in one and one in three, can have one wondering if we are speaking about a complex riddle or a math equation rather than getting into the very heart of the Christian faith. But in the Celtic tradition, the concept of the Trinity of God seems to simply flow through and shape much of the thinking, the theology, and the prayers. It seems to expand the notion of God and to extend further the limitations of our language and our philosophy, touching on a deeper sense of the relationship with the Holy One, rather than clinging to rigid definitions. This prayer poem from the Western Highlands points to this very thing. The three who are over my head, the three who are under my tread, the three who are over me here, the three who are over me there, the three who are in the earth near, the three who are up in the air, the three who in heaven do dwell, the three in the great ocean swell, pervading three, oh, be with me. I love the beauty and the gentle guidance of this idea of the Trinity. It's not based in theological complications or tight formulations, but experiences of holiness flowing and breathing through different angles on God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, God who was, is, and will be. It has greater room and depth for a grander concept of God. This playful thinking about God's presence with us is delightful for me. Barbara Brown Taylor offers this. She said, believers through the centuries have tried to describe God, but very few have been satisfied with their descriptions. Their words turn out to be too frail to do the job. She said that they cannot paint a true portrait of God because creatures cannot capture their creator any better than a bed of oysters can dance Swan Lake. She said the best any of us has ever been able to do is to describe what the experience of God is like, how it sounds, how it feels, what it reminds us of. Whether the experience originates in the pages of Scripture or in the events of our own lives. She said the best any of us has ever been able to do is simply to confess what it is like when we are in the presence of God. She said, the problem is that it is rarely the same experience twice in a row. Some days God comes as a judge, walking through our lives wearing white gloves and exposing all of the messes that we have made. Other days, God comes as a shepherd, fending off our enemies and feeding us by hand. Some days, God comes as a whirlwind, who blows all our certainties away. Other days, God comes as a brooding hen who hides us in the shelter of her wings. She said, some days God comes as a dazzling monarch, and other days as a silent servant. She said, if we were to name all the ways that God comes to us, the list would go on forever. God the teacher, the challenger, the helper, the stranger, God the lover, and the adversary, the yes, the no. This is freeing for me, for it gets to the more to the heart of Trinity Sunday. That hard definition is like three persons but one God, the three in one, and the one in three are lacking. It's when we experience God that we are much more on the road to knowing about the Trinity of God. It's when we see that experiencing God is much more about relationship, about connection, about compassion, about grace, wonder, beauty, than it is about definition, division, or distinction. This certainly is what Jesus modeled for us so often in his relationship with the Creator and the Holy Spirit, an intimacy, a communion, a relationship, rather than harsh criticism. One of the great pleasures in my role as a priest and then now as a bishop is to baptize a new Christian. Often in our Anglican church, not always, but often it's the baptism of a child. A beautiful, tiny child, reliant on their parents for everything in life, including their faith. And the introduction to a deeper relationship to Jesus Christ, God the Creator, and a Holy Spirit who is seen in fire, wind, and new language, as we discovered last week. At a baptism, if it's a child, the tiny one is presented to me and handed into my hands. And I make a point of looking into the eyes of the child. Sometimes their eyes are not quite focusing, or they are more interested in where their parents are, or the faces of beloved family members. But I still look into their eyes. I want to try to see them for who they truly are. A tiny child, yes, but preparing to grow into this world, into life, into the calamities and the great celebrations that will make up their walk on this planet. Preparing to come into a deeper relationship with the fullness and the completeness of God. Not just a portion of God's breadth and height and depth, no, the fullness of God that goes far beyond our narrow definitions. And I say to that child, ancient words that have been uttered for about 2,000 years, words that speak to that very relationship that will touch their soul and transform their being. I say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It marks the beginning of the journey and the pilgrimage of faith, and it is marked with water and the name of the Trinity, the fullest picture of God that we have, the picture that invites us to discover more about the grace of God, the same grace that calls us to examine the fullest meaning and purpose of life, the same grace that leads us to a new awareness of the nearness and the presence of God, not in some vain way, but as Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. I hope and I pray and I encourage that the child of baptism discovers the Trinity, but not in some formal memorized definitions or stiffness, but in a gentle and compassionate way. The still small voice, the voice of forgiveness, the voice of redemption, the voice of love and concern, the voice constantly calling us closer. That is what Trinity Sunday is all about. Not that long ago, I was asked to come to the bedside of a woman who was dying. When I arrived, most of her family, was present, and it was a large group of us squished into a very impersonal hospital. We talked about the woman's life, her joys, her frustrations, her celebrations, her stubbornness, her family, her relationships, her life decisions, her faith, her hopes, her concerns. We talked about a lot of things. And after a time of sharing, I stepped beside the bed and, using holy oil, anointed her with the words, "May God the Father bless you. God the Son heal you. God the Holy Spirit give you strength. May God the Holy and Undivided Trinity guard you, your body, and save your soul, and bring you safely to the heavenly country where God lives and reigns forever and ever." There were tears. There was sadness. There was hope. There was faith. That is what Trinity Sunday is all about. In a little while, we will spread bread and wine on the altar. We will place it there intently and with purpose. We will carefully put it out with beautiful vessels and fine linens. Only the best will do. We will place it on the altar and ask God to change it, as we ask God to change us. We pray that it will not remain as it is, but something of greater meaning and purpose, the body and blood of Christ. And that bread and wine will be held up as these words of intent and clarity are said. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. What once was has become something new by the fullness and the completeness of God. We pray that the same thing will happen to us. This is what Trinity Sunday is all about. By our baptism, by our prayers at Olympus, by our prayers at the Eucharist, prayers at each turning point for our path of life, may we come to know the richness of our relationship that is seen in the Trinity of God. To conclude, let me share a few more words from the Celtic tradition. May God the Father bless us. May Christ take care of us. May the Holy Spirit enlighten us all the days of our life.